Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So we're talking about the president's speech on NSA surveillance, and you know, it's really an incredibly controversial topic, and and the opinions really run the gamut across the political spectrum. And you know, my biggest thing for me personally is I'm incredibly concerned about the fact that I disagree with Dennis Prager. Anytime you disagree with Dennis Prager, you are in big danger.
You definitely have
now,
to
he's not perfect, and he may be wrong.
True, but you really have to do some self-reflection.
But the chances of that
versus
the chance of you being wrong?
You might actually want to go see a doctor first about it, make sure that everything's working properly.
I am the doctor.
I mean a real doctor.
Oh,
doctor,
okay.
Not just one on the radio.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, I don't know what your thoughts were on the president's speech, but the first thing that occurs to me, and I know it sounds, I hate to have to say this, but I just feel like the guy's got absolutely zero credibility with me. I mean, my experience over the last several years with him has been if he says it, then you pretty much can guarantee it's wrong. If he doesn't say it, then it, or if he says it's not so, then it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says it is so, then it probably isn't.
Right.
Now, there may be some exceptions. I mean, the guy's not, you know, the guy's human. No human is completely horrible and no human is completely great. And he's no exception. But, you know, it's like the preponderance of the evidence. Isn't that kind of a legal concept? You know, what does a preponderance of the evidence? Well, in my view, it's that he is not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets up and makes
On big things, too,
right,
not just,
right,
you know, slight
variations.
Well,
and you know what, on stuff that would be pretty easy to confirm isn't true.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind just getting out there and just saying no. And again, it goes back to the little kid thing. You know, one of the things that little kids learn, if you let them get away with it, is the more brash the lie, the more likely you'll believe them. You know, if they can just have the guts to step all the way out and sell it 100%.
Yes.
And I think he believes that. I think that's his experience. Well, and I think we've let him get away with
it. Lie until you have video proof that it's not.
Well, and even then.
And even then, it's true. That's what's amazing. But as a child, you know, they will lie until you absolutely have everything. And, and they're like, okay, all
right. Right.
But not so much anymore.
So, I don't know. You know, I hate to just come just so from such a fundamentally negative perspective, but I can't overlook that. You know, when you know the guy isn't particularly concerned about the facts and he presents a case on TV in a speech, what value is it? To me, it's of no value. As I said, he says it's this way, then it's most likely that way. So really, for me, in terms of him selling me, it's counterproductive. Now, of course, he isn't trying to sell me. He knows he's lost me. But, you know, again, disagreeing with Dennis Prager is a great concern for me, and just that ability. And he talked about it, not Prager, but the president talked about it in his speech. You know, well, we're not really we're not collecting, you know, personally identifiable data. We're not humans aren't involved. It's all technology. Are you? Well, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
If humans don't ever see it, then why are you doing it? What use is it? So you collect this data, and no human is ever alerted, and they don't go knock on somebody's door and pursue. What about real terrorists?
Right.
What use is it if nobody is really analyzing that? It's bizarre to me. And again, I'm not being argumentative. I'm just trying to come from a really logical thing.
Right.
If you're not doing personally identifiable stuff, then how do you identify the terrorists?
Then what's the purpose? It's a waste of time.
How do you identify the terrorists? It's got to be personally identifiable. Or you don't know who the bad guys are.
Or it's meaningless.
How can you say that? And see, and to me, that just ramps up the lack of credulity at that point now. Now, to me, you may say something that's completely truthful, and I'll think you're lying because that's
right.
What you've been doing.
Okay, yeah, it's like, exactly, it's crying wolf, it's that syndrome. You keep doing it and keep doing it, and we believe you the first four or five times. After a while, we start getting, we're not going to believe anything you say, and that's where he's at now.
So, you know, I have a lot of trouble with this. It astonishes me that there are some people that I have a great deal of respect for who are incredibly bright, wise people who don't think there's a problem. I think it is so fundamentally anti-constitutional, anti-American to just collect data on most or all Americans. It's such an obvious thing that anybody that doesn't get it, to me, I don't know. I mean, I could be completely whacked out. That's the only explanation I have. Either they are or I am. I don't know how else to rationalize it. So in any case, he comes out and makes these statements about the NSA. And one of the recommendations that Congress had come up with was, you know, that the FBI have to have judicial review before the FBI could go in and grab a whole bunch of financial data and all. And he's not going to implement that suggestion. The rules were loosened for the FBI. They could just grab financial data anytime they wanted. And, over this last decade or so, and he's not backing off from that. And again, it just goes back to that thing of, you know, there's some fundamental things some fundamental rules in American law enforcement. You had to have judicial review. You just couldn't go off half-cocked, grabbing, the whole rationale. So if they have a robot, and I know I'm kind of flitting around here a little bit, but it just, these thoughts occur to me almost like instinctually. They're not even real thoughts. They pop into my head, and it just surprises me. I don't hear people asking these questions. So if they have a robot that knocks down your door, that's legal? There's no person doing it.
That's true. Or better yet, drones flying over your house.
If you have a drone, there's no human being doing it.
You're paranoid, Dr. Dave. You're one of those wackos.
I know.
You're nuts.
You know what it is?
It'll
it's
never
called,
happen.
Well, here, you know, and here's why I am the way I am today. For decades, I used to make fun of friends that I knew that were nutcases. And I made fun of them.
Yes, you did.
And they would say the stupidest,
so
goofiest, craziest stuff. And I'd say, you know, Joe, look, I understand what you're saying technically, but this is America, man. That's not going to happen in America.
And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after
that's
you.
That's not going to happen in America. Well, over the last couple of decades, many of those things have occurred. And so now I'm looking in hindsight and going, wow, who was the nutcase and the wacko? It's really a sobering reality. So I don't know. I the questions I ask are not because I think, you know, that they're going to be drones flying around assassinating Americans. I'm just asking the questions because they're the next logical question to ask. And nobody has the answer. The answer is, oh, don't be a fool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even heard Prager the other day, and I hate to keep bringing him up because I love this guy. But I'm driving down the road listening to the show, and he's talking about how, what was the word he used? But the word he used, he said, you know, any reasonable, but the word wasn't reasonable.
Rational?
No. But he was just talking about how anybody who wasn't nuts couldn't believe this stuff. And the implication being that folks like me that disagreed with him were nuts or stupid. And I thought, geez, man, do you really want to go there? I'm on your side. Interesting, isn't it? Crazy times. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up, if we're lucky.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.